Hello? Oh, hi. Hi there. Listen, I'm glad you called. Okay, wait. It's okay. I accept your apology. It's fine, really. Let's just say that we were both in the wrong. I mean, I'll admit, I did feel slightly shaken, but worse things have happened to me. I've already found another therapist, by the way, and I'm seeing him next week, actually. Yeah, I think that's a better fit for me. Sweetheart, I'm going to stop you there. I owe you an apology. What happened at your office, that should not. If it was what you wanted and you enjoyed it, that is the only thing that makes me feel slightly better about what happened. Because that's not how it works. A heavy scene like that, it's not meant to be something you just casually try, like being passed a joint at a party. Well, the drug analogy is probably a good one, actually. It kind of feels like that. I know. But you can't go making rash decisions trying to chase that high. Do I make any sense? Look, you are insanely sexy. I'll admit that. But this isn't how I usually start playing with new partners. Please, take my word for it. Well, we would have to get to know each other, for one. Understand each other's needs and limits. What kind of dynamic we're aiming to have. Sweetheart, for someone who understands other people's behavior so well, it seems to me that you still got a little self-exploration to do. I think you need a teacher. A little assignment. Hold on. Does that thought give you a little shiver of anticipation? Me, the teacher, and you, my eager little student. The thought of trying so hard to please me and not to step out of line. I thought it might. If that's the case, we're going to need a couple of things, sweetheart. Something to give you pleasure, and something to provide a little bit of discipline, shall we say. Why don't you grab your favorite toy and something to spank yourself with? I bet you have a hairbrush or a wooden kitchen spoon or maybe a belt at hand. Once you have those, you're going to take off your clothes and lay on your bed. I want you naked for me. Go on. I'll wait. That's it. So exposed and so vulnerable. All of your body on display. Only good girls are allowed to wear clothes. And even then, only with permission. By the time I've finished with you, we're going to know a bit more about who you are. I know we both like to play games, sweetheart. But the thing about you is, you like to lose, don't you? Does that pique your interest? Feeling a few goosebumps rising at the thought of buckling, of surrendering to me again. Maybe you're already touching yourself. You didn't show much control over that needy little cunt last time, did you? I'm going to make you my little whore again. Because you've been hiding that part of yourself, haven't you? What would other people say if they knew what you really like? How you fantasize about being debased, owned. Oh. I know you're going to be my good, obedient slut as well. Because every girl I get my hands on learns her place, eventually. Oh yeah, I heard that. That little shiver. That gasp. Are your nipples hard for me? Is that little pussy starting to throb? Which of those ideas do you like best, Obeying me, or being tamed? God, that makes me so fucking hard. You're lucky I'm not here right now, sweetheart, because I can't promise that I'd be able to control myself. I sometimes get carried away, you know. Oh, yeah. You're not ready for that, little girl. But we'll find out what you're capable of. I'm going to test your obedience now. Touch yourself. But only exactly where I tell you. Use the very tips of your fingers and stroke your delicate little throat softly, as lightly as you can bear. Feel that ache, that thrill start to spread. It should be such an exquisite torment that your toes start to curl. Keep the rest of your body completely still, though. Do not move. Now run those fingers down your breasts and over your stomach. Use both hands there as you run your nails over your soft skin. Harder. Do you like that? Suffering a little for me, because that certainly makes me throb, sweetheart. You don't move. Imagine me touching you, and you need to do as you're told. You keep still and quiet, knowing the only thing you have permission to do is respond to my touch. Not the type of response you choose. The one you can't help. That's it. A perfect little toy for me. Take your nipples now. Just roll them between finger and thumb. Good. You can keep playing with your nipples, my dear. Move one hand down a little too, and stroke those thighs for me. In fact, it'll probably help you out if you're a little aroused when we get going. Oh, you don't know this. A clever girl like you, I'm surprised. The more turned on you are, the more pain you can take. Not just take, enjoy. Being wet for me will turn that pain into pleasure. Pure sensation. I'm going to let you touch your pussy while I talk you through this next part. Just run your finger over those lips where they part. Don't play with your clit just yet. Just stroke that little cleft up and down. Tease yourself a little. Say thank you, sir. I'm being very generous here. I don't have to be. Because I know you're clinging on to my every demand. You haven't had a solitary thought for yourself for how long now? That restless brain of yours is completely empty. It's just your body and my voice. And I'm in control. How does that make you feel? So used to thinking for yourself, aren't you? Not here. Not with me. Now pinch those nipples harder. Just breathe out and let that sensation rush your senses. That's it. You little fucking pain slut. Oh God. Keep squeezing for me. Don't tense up or cry out. Keep that energy in and let it flow instead. Right to that needy pussy. Rub your clit harder and faster if you need to. Let that pleasure embrace you. Just ride that wave. Oh God, that's good. Keep pinching, squeezing, keep strumming your clit. Just keep swinging between the pleasure and the pain. Take yourself into that ecstatic orbit. Do you remember when I fucked you in your office? Bent over your sofa, my little fuck toy. I remember how you creamed when you heard me take off my belt. Yeah. That's what you really like, isn't it? Knowing someone stronger than you can use you and own you. Pouting back at me. Pretending to be all scared and confused. Don't hurt me, Daddy. Do hurt me. If I was there now, I would take you and put you over my knee for a good hard spanking. You would fit across my lap just perfectly. Head down, toes barely grazing the floor, and arms pinned behind your back. Does that turn you on? I bet it does. Oh, good, you dirty girl. I'm not here. But you're still going to get that spanking, sweetheart. I've got to make sure you know who's in charge. That you understand the consequences of stepping out of line. So pick up that hairbrush, or whatever it is you found, and get ready for your spanking. Draw your knees up. Let them drop open if you need to. And place that paddle against your skin, just where your arse meets your thigh. Feel that weight and firmness there. That's going to be just perfect to punish you with. Now when I count, just flick your wrist. Just a small movement. So you keep your aim. But use some power. Spank yourself hard enough to give you a nice, warm sting. One. I'm not sure I should let you count that one. That was a poor effort, little girl. We're going to try that again, and this time, I want to hear that slap. Nice and clear. It's supposed to remind you that I expect complete obedience. Do you understand? Yes, sir. Try again. One. That's better. You know, I like to hear you gasp like that. When you feel that first bite, then that delicious warmth spreading out, making your pussy tingle for me. Two. Oh, yes. Good girl, moan for me. Feel that sting? What do you like the most about that? That prickly sensation? Or doing as you're told, like a good, obedient girl? Interesting. Try a little harder now. Spank the other side. Three. Oh yeah. I can tell it hurts so good, doesn't it? That fire, that heat, spreading and lighting up your pussy. You're soaking wet for me, aren't you? What a naughty girl, getting all hot and bothered by a spanking. Okay, now this time, imagine I'm the one spanking you. I'm not going to go easy on you, because we both know that deep down, you need this kind of discipline. You want to be kept in line and reminded of your place. Four. Oh. That was good. I'm getting rock hard here, sweetheart. My cock is starting to rage for you, hearing your little whimpers with each strike. Go as hard as you can this time, and afterwards say, "Thank you, sir. I deserve to be punished like the dirty little slut I am." Five. God. Do you know how good it is for someone like me to hear a whore like you admit that she needs to be punished? Are you all flushed and hot, saying that loud for once? So desperate to be a good girl. What do you think made you that way, All that shame swirling around. Yeah. You'll need to watch out for that, sweetheart. But I'll play safe with you, you eager little thing. Don't you worry. Still okay with this? Good. Now, why don't you ask me nicely to let you touch yourself? Say, "Please, sir, I know this pussy is yours, but I so desperately need to wank myself off." I bet you don't use those words very often, do you? A nice girl like you, just doing whatever I want. Behaving like a perfect, needy little slut for me. I'm going to let you have some fun now. Do you have a toy you can use? If not, you'll just have to use your fingers the good old-fashioned way. Okay. That's a good choice. Put it against your clit now and start working it nice and slowly. Just little strokes, little laps, however you like it. You feel that tension building up. That's good. Radiating out from your core, making you quiver. Go a little faster. Strum a little firmer now. That's good. I can hear you getting closer. Let's see if you can keep this up for a count of 10. And then, if you're very good and do everything I say, maybe I'll let you come for me. When my count ends at 1, you would get to come. Not before that, obviously. 10. Imagine me there, looking down on you, clittering, unbuckling my belt, and unzipping my trousers, freeing this bulging cock, ready to fuck you. That's it. I'm stroking myself now, too. I'm so ravenous for you, darling. 9. Now I'm gripping those thighs and spreading your legs apart, ready to fuck you hard, teasing your entrance with my head, getting coated in those juices, feeling you flood for me. 8. Oh yes. You're so ready to get fucked, aren't you? I don't even have to go slowly, do I? Not for a cock-hungry whore like you. It's going to be so easy to slam into you. I can just fuck you however I want, and you'll cry out begging for more. 7. Who's in charge of this orgasm, though, sweetheart? Not you, is it? No. And I think you're just being a little too willful. Groaning like that, just aching for my cock, so thirsty for my cum. Keep teasing that clit, but put your other hand over your mouth. Imagine it's me forcing you to keep your mouth shut. I didn't say you could make a noise, did I? I'm in charge here, sweetheart. I control that little pussy, and I'll tell you just how and when you come. Where was I? Was it 8? 7? Oh no. Perhaps if you weren't so disobedient, I wouldn't be losing count. 6. Put a finger instead. In fact, put 2. Fuck yourself hard now. Keep swirling that clit for me too. You're going to come so hard for me when I finally let you. You're going to soak those sheets and scream my name, darling. 5. Your neighbors will know what a cum slut you really are. And they'll know who owns you, who commands and controls your body. 4. Oh, you're getting a little ahead of yourself, aren't you? Maybe I should stop. That's right. Stop. You'd better obey me, little girl. You won't like it if I get angry. Now press your legs closed. Go on. Squeeze those thighs together. Feel your ankles touch, and imagine I'm holding them down, using my strength to keep you captive, while you writhe and moan like that. Behaving so desperately, so wildly. Do you think you deserve to come when you show so little respect, so little self-control, huh? Beg me. To give you what you want, beg me. I said, beg, don't whine, little girl. Not unless you want to stop this and have to spank yourself all over again. That's better. Now you understand who's calling the shots, don't you? Remember, it's up to me to decide whether you get to come at all. I may decide just to deny you. Oh, don't start to tear up like that. Since you've debased yourself so sweetly for me, I just might give you what you want. You're going to start again at 7, I think, though. That will teach you to behave. You can start playing again. 7. Good. Faster. Now go hard, you little fucking whore. If I was there, you would really fucking get it now. I would fuck you so hard, you would cry out. You would cry real tears for me. Not this fucking whimpering you've been doing till now. 6. Fuck, I would slap your fucking face. I love it when you roll your head to the side, squeeze your eyes closed, then look back at me with that betrayed, desperate look. How could you? Do it again. 5. Oh, that's what you want, isn't it, you filthy fucking slut? You want daddy to slap you around a little, then fuck your pussy. Pound you like a cheap whore who wasn't worth the money I already gave her. 4. You're so fucking close, I can hear it, I can feel it. You think you deserve to come, or should I cover your pretty face with mine, you nasty slut? That's it. Cry for me. Fucking beg me. 3. Tell me how you want to be my good girl. Tell me how you'll do whatever I want. Let me use this pussy whenever I see fit. 2. Good girl, don't stop. I can see you're so close for me. Just hold on a little longer, just a little longer. That's it. Throw your head back, arc your back and moan. 1. Oh, that's it. That's it. Right there. Come, come, come now. Come for me. Come undone for me. My little hole completely ruined for me. God. Hearing you come like that, that made me lose it completely. What a fucking mess you've made. Oh. While I love phone sex, sweetheart, I do wish I could be there to hold you now. I thought about doing that, you know, after last time. Still, I'm going to make you feel so good now with my voice. I want you to feel safe. Good girl. You've been so good for me. So sweet and obedient. You did everything I wanted, and I couldn't be prouder of you. Now tell me, how are you feeling physically? Well, yes, a little soreness is to be expected. But no lasting damage, I hope. Good. Good girl. What are you going to do when I get off the phone? To take care of yourself a little? What do you like to do to relax? What? Yes, you do have time to relax, sweetheart. You will not be doing paperwork. That's better. That's what I like to hear. Do you know, I mean, even though you're all new to this, it's like you get it. You understand what I need to make this feel safe. And that's just so refreshing. You've been so good for me, telling me everything you like, answering all my questions. God, that was so nice. To hear you respond to my words. I kind of wish I could be there, actually, to see that transforming glow in the flesh. To watch someone who's discovering all of this for the first time. Yes, my angel, I would like that. Until next time, then, be good.